Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Not to burst your bubble, but St. Patrick wasn't Irish. He was British. Britain was occupied by the Roman Empire from 43 AD, and Catholicism was introduced there in the first century and was well established by the early 300s. However, by the time Patrick was born, around 385, Britain had grown cold. It had grown comfortable and began to fall away from Christ. And even though St. Patrick's father was a deacon and his grandfather a married priest, he says that, "I did not then believe in the living God, not even when I was a child." Nor was he alone in this. He and thousands of other Britons were captured by pirates and sent to Ireland as slaves. Later, Patrick wrote, "We deserved this because we had gone away from God and did not keep his commandments. We would not listen to our priests who advised us about how we could be saved." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Prior to his capture and enslavement, Patrick, like many others, lived a comfortable life that was spiritually dead. The problem with living a comfortable life is that when we think we have all we need, then we think we don't need God, and so we don't pray. And if we don't pray, then God can't fill our soul, and eventually everything feels empty. But we don't know what we're missing, so we double down in our effort to find happiness through more success, more entertainment, more travel, more experiences. But it just doesn't work. We're chasing the dragon. It's a race where more satisfies less, and the prize is loss. It's the paradox of addiction, where increasing consumption leads to diminishing returns and escalating consequences. In the end, spiritual slavery really does lead to physical slavery. But these are things we should remember, yet we always tend to forget. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In his autobiography, Patrick wrote, "I remained in death and unbelief until I was reproved strongly and actually brought low by hunger and nakedness daily. It was there that the Lord opened up my awareness of my lack of faith. Even though it came about late, I recognized my failings. So I turned with all my heart to the Lord my God, and he looked down on my lowliness and had mercy on my youthful ignorance." See, pride is the self-reliance that makes us think we have everything under control. We may believe in God, but we live as though we really don't need him. That is why we spend so little time in prayer and too much time at work and in entertainment. But if we continue this way, we'll never be happy. And that's when God, in his mercy, allows us to experience some trial, some dark night that strips us of all we relied upon. Patrick was stripped of everything when he was enslaved in Ireland for 6 years, and that's when he turned to God. A dark night can be almost any suffering that demonstrates the futility of self-reliance and opens the way to a greater faith and reliance on God and our own purification. Again, Patrick writes, "After I arrived in Ireland, I tended sheep every day, and I prayed frequently during the day. More and more the love of God increased, and my sense of awe before God. Faith grew, and my spirit was moved, so that in one day I would pray up to 100 times, and at night perhaps the same. I even remained in the woods and on the mountain, and I would rise to pray before dawn in snow and ice and rain." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Patrick escaped from his slavery in Ireland and made it back safely to his home in Britain. And you might imagine that the story would end there. I mean, Patrick's learned his lesson. He now has faith. He has a prayer life. He can just settle down and live a good life of safety. But that is not what Patrick decided to do. He went back to pagan Ireland, where it was likely that he would either be captured and enslaved or put to death. He risked everything for the love of Christ and souls. However, in a short time, by the power of God, Patrick converted all of Ireland to Christ. Patrick took a risk and won many souls for Christ. Why are we so attached to our comfort zone? Why are we so attached to our comfort zone? Why are we so timid and afraid of what people might say or do? So timid that we're paralyzed to help others to Christ. Courage is the willingness to risk lesser things for the sake of greater. Cowardice is the vice of hanging on to what is lesser, forsaking what is greater. I know you love Christ. Prove it to him and yourself. What will you risk for the love of God? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Patrick's Day is a great day to make the resolution to take some risk for the love of God. Think about the inner circle of people God has placed in your life. Your spouse, kids, grandkids, a son or daughter-in-law, parents, friends. What can we do to help them grow closer to Jesus? Well, step one, commit yourself to prayer like Patrick. Not once in a while, but every day. Step two, take the initiative to spend time with your inner circle regularly, habitually, so that you can tell them they're going to hell for their unbelief. No, so that you can delight in them and show them their infinite worth by your genuine delight. And put your effort into getting to know them better and better. Because that leads to step three. What you learn from getting to know them will give you a better insight into the next right step. And that step might be that you just need to continue to delight in them through friendship. Or ask them if there's something for which you can pray. Or invite someone to pray with you. Or share this podcast with them. See, prayer moves us from dead faith to a living faith. And the key for Patrick and for everyone is prayer. So don't hide your prayer. Invite someone or share this rosary with them. Let's at least risk something for God and for souls. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I got the best email today.
Oh.
That connected with this rosary. I mean,
you know, if you get an email from some foreign prince that really needs full just gold bars from you, none of that's real.
What if I get an email from a foreign prince who wants to marry you?
That's even more of a scam.
There might be a foreign prince out there praying the rosary.
I hope they're just praying.
I got the best email from Jane Whalen today. She says, the reason I'm writing you is because I wanted to tell you something that happened today. I'm not an outgoing person. I would never talk to someone before they spoke to me. Now, I have a couple of the Holy Family Movement t-shirts where, you know, it says share this with others with Mary on the back. And I wear them and I'm always getting compliments on them. I had one on today when I was at the grocery store.
Yeah.
A man stopped me and told me he liked my shirt. I have never continued with a conversation with a stranger. I asked him if he knew about the Rosary podcast, and he said no, but he said, here's my email, send it to me. And she said, how about if I sign you up right now? And he said, that would be great.
That's incredible.
She said, I'm still in shock that I actually did that. But that's a great testimony.
Yeah, talk about the grace of God in just the right moment. Because part of it is we're given opportunities and we don't seize them.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought we had a good little experience last night with our Sunday afternoon family meal.
Mm-hmm.
Our whole extended family comes together for a meal, and we have some rambunctious toddlers, very active toddlers who it would not be characteristic for them to sit still during the rosary, like any toddler.
Yeah.
But after the meal and before dessert, I thought, well, let's pray the rosary together. And I said to Our Lady, but I need something to keep the toddlers engaged. And we were playing cards Saturday nights. Mm-hmm. And in our house, you'll find all kinds of cards, but no decks of 52.
Yeah.
So I had like 600 cards sitting on the counter there. And I just grabbed them and said to two of the toddlers, here, we're going to put these cards in a bucket one by one while we pray the rosary. It was amazing. They did it for the whole time.
Yeah, they really did.
For the whole rosary.
And I was amazed because Elliot, he's only about two, but the entire time, he would just kind of mumble and mumble and mumble and go, "Amen." He was so confident every time, but he was always locked and loaded on that amen.
Yeah.
But they want to be engaged. I think a lot of people are looking for ways to engage with others, and we got to just give them the opportunities.
Yeah. Which means we have to take a risk.
Yeah.
We got to invite.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to leave people free.
Yeah. But just remember, usually the biggest risk is just awkwardness. And we're going to do that accidentally anyways.
So maybe everyone should just practice being awkward and get used to it.
Uh-huh. It's not a bad thing.
Being awkward's not dangerous.
Yep.
Being awkward's not dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if there are any princes out there praying the rosary in foreign countries, we are still looking for...
No, no. I'm gonna put an end to that real quick.
Are you against arranged marriages now?
Maybe just foreign princes.
Well, what about wealthy, handsome foreign princes?
Maybe local princes. I don't think we have any of those in the States. Nice try, though. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.